Come in, dear. I'll be with you in a minute.
Hang up your apron, Donna. Let's be on our way. Store's open at 9 o'clock.
Well, this'll take only a minute. Oh, why don't you leave the dishes? I did.
Doesn't it depress you to know that you'll have to face them later?
Not me.
I believe in never doing the unpleasant today if you can possibly postpone it till tomorrow. Because in the meantime, someone might do it for you.
Elves?
Yes, elves.
Or maybe Harry just might notice the dirty dishes and do them for me. Or one of the kids.
Or what's more likely, the house might get struck by lightning and burn down. Then I wouldn't have to do the dishes.
Well, I don't mind doing a few dishes, especially when I'm going out for the day. Remember when the kids were younger, what we had to go through to arrange a day in town?
Remember? It took weeks of planning.
And it wasn't so long ago.
My liberation came when Steffi got her driver's license, and I got out of the children picked up and delivered business.
Steffi drives.
Certainly. Doesn't marry?
No, but fortunately, Stanley does.
Who's Stanley?
Well, he's an opinionated bore, but Mary finds him fascinating.
Girls do have strange tastes these days, don't they?
Well, I guess I shouldn't complain. He's a very good driver, and he takes Mary wherever she wants to go.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Adams.
Mary?
Mary, you're going to be late for school, dear.
Oh, no, I won't, Mother. I have plenty of time. Mother, could I ask a favor of you?
It all depends, dear.
Could you drive me over to Jennifer's after school?
What happened to Stanley?
Oh, please don't even mention his name.
Don't tell me you two have broken up.
Mother, let's not even talk about it. He's just a terrible bore.
Well, Mary, let's not jump to any hasty conclusions about Stanley. In certain ways, he's very fascinating.
Oh, well, we can come home early, Donna.
No, wait, wait. Mary, couldn't you get a ride over to Jennifer's with some of your other friends?
I'm sorry if I'm spoiling your day, Mother.
You're not, darling, but there must be some other way. What about Scotty?
Baseball practice. I only have Scotty on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh.
Well, I suppose I could walk over to Jennifer's. It's only about 5 or 6 blocks. But I have to pick up the cheerleading costumes and take them over for alterations to Mrs. Jarvis. And then from there, I have to go to my dentist appointment at 4 o'clock.
I see your problem.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother, but I am stuck. I couldn't carry the costumes on the bus. And besides, I'd never make it to my dentist appointment on time.
Well, I'll pick you up at school 3 o'clock.
Thank you, Mother. Do the same for you someday.
Mary?
Yes, Mother?
Would you like to learn to drive a car?
Drive a car? Mother, if I knew how to drive a car, how could I ask boys to take me places? Bye. Ride, Scotty. My mother thanks you, too. See you Thursday.
Well, I should thank you, Mary.
For what?
Well, I don't know exactly. I guess for, well, being so nice and so, you know, so pretty.
Well, Scotty, how sweet of you. Thank you very much.
What for?
Well, for the compliment. That's the first time you've ever said anything like that to me.
Well, I've thought it lots of times. And there's something else that I've been wanting to say.
What's that, Scotty?
Well, something that I've been trying to say, but just couldn't get up enough nerve to say because...
You don't feel you've known me long enough?
Yeah, well, sort of.
Well, Scotty, how well you know a person doesn't always depend on how long you've known him or her.
Well, do you... I mean, is it... You think so, huh?
Yes. Sometimes a person knows a person for a very short time, but, well, she feels as though she's known him much longer.
Gee, Mary, I don't know how it seems to you, but to me it seems, well, like I've known you a long time, it seems.
It seems that way to me, too, Scotty. I feel as though we've known each other for years and years.
I feel that way, too. And, well, if you feel that way, and I know I feel that way, it seems
to me... Hi! How are you, Scotty? Well, that's a fine set of wheels you got. Can I take a look?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, thanks.
Jeff, I am quite sure Scotty doesn't want you poking around his car, even if he is too polite to say so.
No, no, it's all right.
Four-barrel cars, dual exhaust. How many cubes?
355, with 3 5/16 bore and a 4 1/4 inch stroke.
Wow.
Come here, I'll show you something I just put in.
Really? What?
Watch. I just put in a new speaker in the rear, but you can hear it better if you sit over. Oh, sorry, Mary.
Boy, that is neat.
It's a transistor.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, Scotty, someday would you show me how you put that speaker in?
Sure.
Jeff, I don't think Scotty has enough time for that.
No, it's all right, Mary. You know, I never do anything Saturday mornings except tinker around with the car. You know, I could show you then.
Oh, great.
Well, Scotty, I was going to ask you to do me a favor myself.
Oh, sure, anything.
But I was going to ask you to teach me how to drive.
Oh, sure. You got a learner's permit?
No, but I thought I could get one, and then you could teach me how to drive on Saturday mornings.
Mary, Scotty does not want to waste his Saturday morning tinkering time teaching you how to drive. Do you, Scotty? Scotty? Yes, he does.
Honey, I don't know why you're in such a hurry. You don't have to learn to drive just because you're old enough to get a license.
Oh, but, Daddy, why shouldn't I? Especially after Scotty was nice enough to offer to teach me.
You want me to do that for you?
No, dear, I can manage.
Oh, I better hurry. I'm going to be late for this house call.
Yes, well, Mary, you see, that's the part that bothers me. I mean, if you really want to learn to drive, you should just enroll in a regular driving school.
But, Mother, why should I? Scotty knows everything there is to know about automobiles, and, well, he's a wonderful driver, and I'm sure he'd be a wonderful teacher.
Mm-hmm. Well, your father is an excellent driver, too. But when he tried to teach me to drive, that was before we were married. We almost didn't get married. Hold still.
Let me see what that has to do with the subject we're discussing.
Mother, it couldn't have been so bad. You turned out to be a good driver.
After we had the fight, I enrolled in a driving school. Now, driving is something that you should learn from a stranger, from an impartial, professional teacher.
Isn't that rather a rigid, inflexible view?
Dear, I wish you'd stop jiggling.
Besides, Mother, what may have been true of you and Daddy isn't necessarily true of Scotty and me. Times do change, you know.
Yes, I know, dear, but human nature doesn't change, at least not that much.
Well, you can't judge all human nature by your own. You know, your daughter may be a little more responsive to instruction than you were.
You want a bogo stick.
I'm sorry, I'm not Spartan enough to remain perfectly immobile while you poke holes in me with that needle.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mary, you make up your own mind. But I just want you to be forewarned that an otherwise patient, sweet, gentle male turns into an arrogant, snarling beast when he tries to teach someone how to drive a car.
Now, as long as you're determined to rake out the past, why not mention the resentment of the female against even the mildest form of criticism, or her tendency to fall apart in a crisis?
Fall apart in a crisis?
That's right.
What happened when we ran into that parked car?
We ran into the parked car. You were behind the wheel.
I was behind the wheel, but it was your fault. I'm sorry, dear. That was my fault. But you see, when I'm at fault, I'm perfectly willing to admit it, but not you.
But how could it have been my fault? You admitted you were behind the wheel.
You made me nervous.
I made you nervous? Yes. Well, you had me so shaky, I didn't know what kind of a car I was driving.
Yeah.
Or who was driving.
Yeah, you see what I mean? We were so angry when we got out of that car that we just walked off in opposite directions. We left the car sitting right in the middle of the street, all alone.
Yeah, you know, the police came and towed it away. It cost something like $50 to get it back.
There's that $50. Every time you see a tow truck, you mention $50.
I'm sorry, that's what tow trucks do to me.
Every time I want to buy a hat or a dress.
It's like, lend me $50.
Drive carefully.
Well, I'm all set for my first driving lesson, Scotty. Just tell me what to do and where to go.
Well, we're not going any place for the first lesson. It'll just be general information about cars and how they work and so on. Next time, we'll find a nice, quiet road where you can practice driving.
Whatever you say, Scotty.
Okay, now, first of all, cars are operated by an internal combustion engine. And the fuel is stored in a tank, which... Well, you know what fuel is used, don't you?
I really don't know anything about cars.
Well, you're not thinking. You must know that cars are operated by gasoline.
Oh, yes, of course I knew that.
Well, now, there's a fuel pump which brings the gasoline to the carburetor where it's mixed with air and sort of sprayed to the cylinders. Now, the spark, which is made by the spark plug, explodes this mixture in the cylinder, and that makes the pistons move. Any questions?
Yes. Remember the other day when we were sitting here in the car, only we were sitting right over there? Well, you were going to ask me something, but Jeff interrupted and you never got around to asking me. What were you going to ask me?
What are you talking about?
Well, you were going to ask me something, but Jeff came over and you started talking to him about cars and, well, you never got around to asking me.
What does it matter, Anne, anyway?
Well, it matters to me, Scotty, and I'm sure it mattered to you, too, because, well, you found it very difficult to talk about. Well, as I said the other day, I feel as though we've known each other for years and years, and you needn't feel shy about asking me a thing.
Oh, I know, but...
You can ask me right now, Scotty.
Well, it's just that I... Well, I don't feel that I have the right
to... Hey, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just giving Mary her first driving lesson.
Oh, really? Yeah, this I gotta see.
Get lost.
Mary, I just want to watch. I won't heckle, really.
Go away.
Maybe you better, Jeff. You might make her nervous.
Okay. If you're gonna give her a driving lesson, I won't stand in her way. Don't you get it? I won't stand in her way. It's a joke. You know, you are the only one in this family with absolutely no sense of humor.
I'm warning you, Jeff. Disappear right now.
Okay.
Rots a rug, Scotty. And to all the drivers and pedestrians of Hilldale.
That's the second time he interrupted you. Is you about to ask me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I just wanted to... Well, I really wanted to ask your father.
My father?
Yes, your father.
Well, why didn't you want to ask my father?
Well, I just wanted... Well, I didn't want to ask him. I wanted you to ask him, where do you think I could get a stethoscope?
What do you want with the stethoscope?
Well, you can tell a lot about an engine by just listening to it. And a stethoscope would be better than just a plain old ear.
Yes. Well, I'll ask him.
Oh, gee, thanks, Mary. I sure appreciate it. Well, back to the driving lesson.
You were explaining what makes a car go.
Oh, yeah. Now, the piston in the cylinder is attached to a connecting rod. Now, the connecting rod is attached to the crankshaft. Now, this crankshaft rotates, and by an arrangement of gears, drive shaft and axle transmits its motion to the wheels, right?
Oh, but one thing. What makes the car go?
Yeah, huh? Good. Well, now, let me make it just a little simpler. Now, there's an explosion in the cylinder, right? Yeah. Now, this explosion gives the piston a vertical action. You got that? Now, while the piston is going up and down, the connecting rod attached to it is going up and down. You with me? Yeah. Now, while the connecting rod is going up and down, the crankshaft, which is connected to it, is going around and around, right?
How can it? If it's going up and down, how can it make the other thing go round, round?
Good question. Now, it's the way a bicycle works. Now, your legs go up and down, and this up and down motion becomes the round and round motion of the wheels, right?
Wrong.
Wrong? What do you mean wrong?
My leg doesn't go up and down, it goes round and round.
No. Your foot goes round and round, but your legs go up and down.
I am not double-jointed.
Look, man, I don't think you understand this. It's very simple.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I'm so stupid.
That's okay. Now, I'll just show you on the bicycle. Oh,
Scotty. I'll take your word for it.
No, Mary. I just want to make sure you understand it. What's the knee and foot action? Watch the action of my legs, okay, as they go up and down? Up, down, up.
Get me out! Oh!
He's all right.
I'm sorry about it, Scotty.
Oh, it's nothing, Mary.
Thank you for the driving lesson. I think I have the idea now.
Well, thank you. Oh, and thank you, too, Dr. Stone.
Very welcome.
You sure you won't be needing it?
Oh, positive. That's last year's model. I wouldn't dream of using it on this year's patients.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Scotty.
Oh, Scotty, you can find your own way out, can't you? I'd like to talk to Mary.
Oh, sure. Bye, Mary. Bye, thanks, Scotty. Again.
You say he rode the bicycle into a tree?
He didn't see it.
And he's going to teach you how to drive a car?
Well, you can go a little faster than this.
You told me to drive slowly.
Yeah, but there isn't a car in sight. You have 165 horses pulling you.
165 horses? What do you mean by that?
Well, you see, this is a 165 horsepower engine.
165 horses.
That's right. There's a stop sign.
Sorry. Oh, are you all right?
Now tell me again, honey. How did it happen? I mean, why did you stop so suddenly?
I don't know.
I guess you were nervous. Scotty had probably reached that stage of male impatience I remember so well.
Oh, no. He's a very good teacher. He's very patient, and he explains everything so vividly. Scotty, how do you feel?
Oh, I'm fine, Mary. It was nothing.
I'm so glad.
Well, goodbye now.
Goodbye,
Scotty.
Dr. Stone, I was wondering if we could use your car for the rest of the lessons.
My car?
What's the matter, Scotty? A chicken?
No, it's... Well, I thought it'd be better for Mary to learn in the car she's gonna drive.
Yeah, I guess it would.
And besides, your car has an automatic transmission and mine doesn't.
And your car has a new paint job.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, well, yes, it does. Good day. Now, remember, Mary, those are two parked cars, so you're going to park between them, okay?
It seems like an awfully small space to me.
Well, there's more than enough space. All you need is about 4 more feet than the length of your car. It's very simple. You just do what I taught you.
There isn't enough room.
What do you want, a written guarantee?
You needn't snap at me.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Now, we'll just practice parking for a while, until you get it right. Oh, and remember, Mary, every time you touch one of those cartons, it's though you've hit a car.
You're not losing patience with me, are you?
Get over the left.
No!
Get over, stupid!
Did you hear what he just called me?
Yeah.
Because you just shouted at me.
Well, I want to make sure you heard me. There's the stoplight.
I see it.
It's not gonna get any greener.
Scotty, when do you think I'll be ready to take the test for my license?
When you learn to drive.
I know that. When do you think that will be? And don't say anything nasty.
Then don't ask me a loaded question like that. Get over to the right here.
A while ago, you said get over to the left.
That was a while ago. Now I'm telling you, get over to the right. Oh, good show.
You just told me to get over to the right.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's my fault. I forgot to tell you not to hit that car.
Is this your car, sir?
Yes, and I have witnesses. It was your fault.
Well, you don't need any witnesses. We admit it's our fault. Her fault.
Ooh, how gallant of you.
I couldn't tell them it was my fault when you were driving.
It was your fault. You made me nervous. You kept shouting at me all the time.
Well, maybe I didn't shout loud enough. Maybe if I had to learn to drive. The only car in sight and you managed to hunt it out and hit it.
No damage.
Sorry, sir. Boy, are you lucky.
Well, if I'm such a bad driver, did it ever occur to you that it may be because you're such a bad teacher?
Oh, that's it. Pass the buck.
I'm just beginning to know the real you.
An innocently parked car minds own business. She hits it, but it's not her fault. Boy, I've tried to teach. She couldn't learn to drive a scooter.
You know, I think I've had just about enough of his sarcasm, his bad temper, his driving lessons, and him. Goodbye.
Well, that suits me just fine. Excuse me.
Say you left the car standing all alone in the middle of the street?
It wasn't in the middle of the street.
Did you leave it parked at the curb?
No.
I don't understand how you kids could have taken such an irresponsible attitude toward my car.
That shouldn't be so hard for you to understand. Isn't that exactly what you did to my father's car?
That was different. Besides, it wasn't your father's car. It was my father's car.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. That would make a difference.
I don't want to ever see or speak to that Scotty again. If he calls on the phone, tell him I'm not here.
Yes, dear.
And if he comes here, you throw him out.
I might enjoy that. You said it was on Longridge Avenue between...
Eighth and ninth.
Let's hope I get there before the police do.
Are you convinced now, dear, that the male is emotionally and mentally unsuited to teach anyone to drive an automobile?
Are you kidding? All this proves is that no female should be allowed behind the wheel.
What are you going to do about getting your driver's license?
Mother, I don't think I'll ever be able to drive. I think I'm just stupid.
No, you're not, dear. The word for you is under D.
Dumb.
Driving schools.
Dumb.
Fortunately for you, there's no damage.
Well, it was your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, it was your fault because I was looking at you.
Well, you should have been looking where you were going.
Oh, I know I should have, but I just couldn't keep my eyes off you.
That's no excuse.
Well, I can't help it if you're so pretty, Mary.
Scotty, really?
You know what you are? You're a regular traffic hazard.
And pick up Jeff at school, please.
Oh, yes, Mother.
Oh, Mary, honey, would you take the car later and pick up some things for me at the pharmacist's?
Oh, sure, Daddy. You know, there are a few things about having a driver's license nobody warned me about.
Naturally not.
I'll get it.
Oh, hello, Dr. Stone.
Oh, Scotty, I hate to tell you this, but Mary doesn't want to see
you.
Well,
hello, Scotty.
Oh, hi, Mary.
I don't need our car, Dad. I can use Scotty's car to run those errands after cheerleading practice. Is that all right?
Sure, anytime.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh,
hello.
Hello, Scotty.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now she's driving his car again.
Well, of course. I've been driving your car for years.
Thank you. been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.